Happy Halloween. It's 10 minutes after 6 in the a.m. on this, the Thursday version of your favorite program. We would not be doing our job correctly if we didn't talk about some interesting and weird candy stories related to Halloween. So are you ready?
Okay.
It's already happened. Everybody get ready to panic. Somebody found a razor blade in a bag of M&M's.
How do you get the razor blade in there and then reclose the bag without making it look like it's been tampered with?
Well, that's the key, and this is what kind of makes it even scarier. 12-year-old kid in Pennsylvania found a 1-inch razor blade in a bag of fun-size M&Ms that he got trick-or-treating on Saturday. Well, there's your first problem. You don't go trick-or-treating on Saturday.
Some communities do it on the weekend.
No, you don't do it. You do it on Halloween. Stop messing around, messing things up. Anyway, police say that it looks like the bag was not tampered with.
Really? It was put in there at the factory?
They believe that it got there somehow during manufacturing. Mars Chocolate North America says, oh yeah, we're investigating.
Well, it's got to be put in there intentionally by somebody. How does a razor blade get into the guy? The guy working the assembly line is shaving while he's standing there, and the thing fell in.
It could happen.
Come on,
it could happen.
These could also be made up stories. It could be
absolutely
a kid that finds a razor blade.
Oh, it's because you know it. If the razor blade, well, here's the thing. How do you tell if the razor blade was in the bag before you open it until you open it?
Right.
You know, how are they going to prove whether or not the kid didn't drop
unless
a razor?
Unless somebody saw him open it, one of his parents saw him open it or something, I don't know.
Well, even then, it's still, you know, he said, she said. All right, so here are some more random stats and stories about candy and trick-or-treating. The average kid's trick-or-treating haul will contain approximately 11,000 calories this evening. That's about 7 days' worth of food for the child, and because tomorrow is a school day, go ahead and allow your children to eat all of that candy before going to bed tonight.
See a note from that woman in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about empty calories.
More than half of parents say kids have to share the candy they get trick-or-treating, either with each other, with their parents, or with their friends, or all of the above. 78% of parents handled dividing up their kids' candy. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
The candy tax.
You don't have that problem.
What?
Have to divide it up between everybody.
Oh, no. Yes, I do. I have to divide it up between me, the missus, the mother-in-law.
I see.
Madison, our daughter, gets whatever's left over.
I see, okay.
The sweet tarts.
The stuff you don't want.
Yeah, the crap that I don't eat.
Butterfingers for me. Ooh, yeah. Mom likes Three Musketeers.
Daddy likes the Snickers. Yeah. The bite-sized Snickers, put them in the freezer.
That is the number one candy given out at Halloween. Snickers bars.
1 in 10 people say their house has been pranked on Halloween. 1 in 200 people say they've had to call the cops because of something that happened.
Did you ever do any tricks on Halloween? Now, he's giving me the look, folks.
Yeah, I did.
I think everybody has, haven't they?
Tom seems to have this thing with lighting the poop on fire, which seems like an exceptionally bad idea.
I never did that. Smashed a couple of pumpkins in my day, but never let poop in a bag on fire on somebody's porch. You did that, didn't you? He's giving me the look, folks.
Yeah.
He did that.
No, I didn't do the poop. This is the one that I'm really ashamed of myself. This individual was giving out toothbrushes.
Oh, come on. Maybe he was a dentist.
We rolled a smoke bomb into his house.
Into his house?
Into his house.
That's probably a felony, too.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah, I'm sure it is. You know, and then there's the obligatory toilet papering, and we did saran wrap a guy's car. That was the best. That was absolutely fantastic. I loved that one. Please allow these stories are for entertainment purposes only, and not intended to be an indication of what you should do.
Right.
Please learn from our mistakes.
We hold no responsibility for your stupid decisions. A study of national crime reports that 30 states between 1997 and 2005 found there are no increased risks for children when it comes to predators on Halloween. So there's that. If you aren't going to eat candy on Halloween, maybe you can use it for art projects. An artist named Eric Milliken creates pictures of monsters using Halloween candy. That's sad.
Was he glue M&Ms?
It's sad.
Poster board or something.
Honestly, dude, don't tell people publicly that that's what you do with the Halloween candy. I mean, what do you have cats in your house and you just sit there and knit sweaters or something? Don't admit to that. Now, this is a story. We were talking about toilet papering. I've done that 15 years old. I did it a lot. Some teenagers in Tennessee were TPing or rolling their principal's house, which pretty stupid. But this is even dumber. One of the principal's neighbors started firing at them with his shotgun.
Shouldn't laugh, but
One of the 15-year-olds was hit.
Oh man!
With
really?
Five different pellets, the man was arrested for aggravated assault and reckless endangerment.
Now, that's Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Now, if he had used rock salt, would it have still been as deadly?
Yeah, well, it's still as bad.
It is still as bad.
You can't be firing a gun at people who are toilet papering your trees.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about candy eating tips from dentists. Yay! Doesn't that sound exciting?